Welcome back, everybody, to Yomi Tirup Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph 104 AM. We are on the very bottom of Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. We ended with a discussion about Ksiva, Kosev on Shabbos. If you only wrote two letters, it seems like you're going to be chayv. So we said if you write Shem Mishimon or Mishmuel, then you are going to be chayv for just writing two of the letters. But the Gemara asks, how is this possible? Because if you have the word Shem, there's a mem sofis. But if you write just two letters out of the word Shimon or Shmuel, you have an open mem. So how can you possibly compare the two? So the Gemara tried to prove that they are interchangeable from the fact that we have the remez for Nisach HaMayim, from the fact that there's two extra mems, even though they're mem sofises, and we learn out the word mayim, shows that the open mem and the closed mem are interchangeable. Now the Gemara asks, mi dami, are these really comparable cases? Pasuach v'yasal shalshim, in the case where you have an open mem, and then it turns into a closed mem, aluye kamay ole, so you're elevating its status to a higher standard. Amar Rav Chista, mem v'samach shabaluchos b'neis hayomdim, because Rav Chista tells us that the mem and the samach of the luchos stood by a miracle, which seems to show that they are very elevated status. But in the case where you have a closed letter and then you make it open, you're making it worse. Because we have all of these letters that are sofis letters, like the mem, nun, sadi, pein, chav, they were all instituted by the later Nevi'im, by the prophets. So we see that since these were a later institution, they are a much lower level. So how can we possibly compare the case? I've asked the Gemara, but is this really true? But the pasuk says, "Ve'ilah hamitzvah she'ina navi rasha lechadish davar me'ata," that a navi is not allowed to institute something after the Torah was already given. After Har Sinai, you're not allowed to go and make new changes to the Torah. So how could it possibly be that they made changes to the Hebrew language? Ela mihava havi. Rather, both the mem sofis and the open mem and all of the sofis letters, they did exist in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Made a loava yadayin. But they didn't know which ones belonged in the middle of the words and which ones came at the end of the word. And then the Nevi'im came and they established that these are going to be in the middle, these are going to be at the end. But ask Gemara still, but the pasuk still says, that you're not allowed to have a Navi go and introduce anything new. So how are they allowed to go and say which one's supposed to be in the middle, which one's supposed to be in the end? Rather, really, they were all instituted at the times of Moshe, then it was forgotten, and then the Nevi'im came and reinstituted them, so they forgot which ones are supposed to be in the middle, which one's supposed to be the end, and this is what the Nevi'im came and reminded everyone of, even though it already existed from before. So what it seems to come out is that they do seem to be interchangeable, the mem sofis and the open mem, and therefore the proof of by Nisach HaMayim would be a good one. Good. Now the Gemara had said previously, Guf Amar of Chista mem v'samach shav luchos b'neis hayomdim, that the mem and the samach of luchos, since they were totally carved out all the way through and set, yet somehow they still stood in place, it was very clearly done through a miracle. Amar Rav Chista, Rav Chista also taught about the writing on the luchos. Ksav shem luchos nikra b'mifnim v'nikra mibachutz. The writing on the luchos could be read both inside and outside. Kigon nevov buban bahar rahav saru vras. So you were able to see it like a mirror image. So if it had letters written in one direction, it was written in the other direction when you would look at it from the other side. Now comes the Gemara and goes through the letters of the Aleph Beis. Gemara goes through all of the discussions and really what's behind the Aleph Beis. This is the main source of Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph, a fascinating discussion. So Amri Leih, Rabbanan L'Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, Asu Dark Dake Ha'idna L'Bei Midrasha. So the Rabbanan said to Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi that young students came to the Beis Midrash Teva, Amru Mile Da'afilu B'mei Yeshua Ben Nun Lo'id Mar Kavasai, and they said things that likes we've never heard of, even in the days of Yeshua Ben Nun. Aleph Beis, what do the first two letters of Aleph Beis stand for? Elaf Bina, that it means Elaf Bina, which is learn insight to study Torah. Gimel Dalet, when we have Gimel and Dalet, Gimul Dalet, which means help the poor. My time of Pshuta Kari de Gimel Agabe Dalet. So what's the reason why the leg of the Gimel extends toward the Dalet? Shekin Darko Shogoma Chasad and Larut Sachar Dalem, because it's the manner of people who do Chesed to go and run after the needy, go help them. Because people who are Bali Chesed, they chase after it, they want it, and it's something which is very nice. My time of Pshuta Kari de Dalet Slagabe Gimel. And what's the reason why the leg of the Dalet extends towards the Gimel? Dilim Tse Le Nafshe. Because the Dalim, the poor people, they need to make themselves available so as not to trouble the people who are giving them too much. My time Mahadrape did Dalis me Gimel, and what's the reason why the face of the Dalid is turned away from the Gimel? Dilitan Lebitzina, because the best way to give tzedakah and the way it should be given is discreetly. You shouldn't make the person feel bad about it. So that way the person who's accepting the money would not be embarrassed. Good. Now the Gemara goes on and resumes this whole discussion from the young students talking about the Aleph Beis. Hey Vav, the letters Hey and Vav, Zesh Shemov Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. These are the names of, this is the name of Hashem. Zayin Ches Tes Yod Kaf Lamed, so the following letters. So within these letters we can go and make the following allusion. V'imata Osa Kain, that if you were to do this, meaning you study the Torah and do Chesed and help the poor people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zon Osecha V'chan Osecha, Hashem will sustain you and favor you, Meitiv Lecha V'nosein Lecha Yerusha, and He's going to benefit you and give you an inheritance, V'koshel Lecha Keser Le'olam Haba, and He's going to give you a keser chaf, a crown, la olam haba, for the world to come. Mem psucha, mem stuma. So then we have the mem, open mem, and the mem sofis. Mamar pasuach, mamar sasum. You have an open mamar, an open statement, and a closed statement, which means that there's sometimes that the Torah gives us stuff that's supposed to be revealed, and sometimes it's supposed to be concealed, like the meisim recover, not something we're supposed to look into too deep. Nun kfufa, nun pshuta. Then we have the nun, which is curved, and the nun sofis, the straight nun. Neman kafuf, neman pasha. This teaches us when you have a faithful person bent over and standing up straight, which teaches us that the faithful person, the Baal Emunah, who is humble, bent over, in this world is going to stand tall. In Olam Haba, it's better to be humble. Samachayin, when we have the letter Samachayin, this is Smochanin, which means support the poor. Lishna Achrina, another way to say it is Simonin Ase Bator, that you should make mnemonics for the Torah to help you remember Ukneosha and acquire the Torah. That's what Samachayin stands for. Pei Kufa, Pei Pshuta. When we have a curved, a closed pei, and a straight, open pei, Pes Sasum, Pes Pasuach, Pes Sasum. This teaches us an open mouth and a closed mouth, meaning that a person should sometimes speak publicly and that sometimes they should be silent. You got to read the situation. Tzadi Kufa, Vitzadi Pshuta. You have a curved Tzadi and a straight Tzadi, a Tzadi Sofis, Tzadi Kafuf, Tzadi Pasha. One is referring to a bent Tzadi, a bent righteous person, and the other one's talking about someone who's standing up straight, which again seems to go back to the Anava point that we had by the Nun. But ask the Gemara, Hainu Neman Kafuf, Neman Pasha. If we're saying that this Tzadi and Tzadi Sofis is all about a humble Tzadik versus not, that's the same exact distinction we had by Nun. So why do we need both of them? Rather, Hosif Lacha Kasuf Kfifa Kfifa Saso. Rather, we are coming to add an extra degree of this bending of the Tzadik. Mikan Shenit Na HaTorah B'Nod Rosh. From what we see from here is that the Torah was given with a major trembling of the head, meaning through extraordinary humility, that's what gives the person a merit to have and acquire the Torah. Kuf, Kadosh. So the letter Kuf stands for Kadosh, which is Hashem. Resh, Rasha. And Resh stands for Rasha, which is an evil person. They're right next to each other. My time, Mahadar Ape de Kuf Me Resh. So what's the reason why the Kuf turns away from the Resh? So even though really it's the other way around, but we're not going to see something's turning away from Hashem. So what's the reason why the Kuf turns away from the Resh? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, In Ani Yachu Vehistaka B'Rasha. Hashem says, I am not able to look at a Rasha. My time, Mahadra Tage de Kuf Agabe Resh. And what's the reason why the crown of the Kuf is turned towards the Resh? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Im Choser Bo, the person's going to repent and do tshuva, Ani Kosher Lo Keser Kamosi. I'm going to bind on him a crown like my own. My time akari de kuf tuya. And what's the reason why the leg of the kuf is suspended? Di hadar be leayil. That if the person goes and does do tshuva, he can enter the kuf through the opening of the leg, meaning I'm leaving this open for the evil person to do tshuva. Leo bahach. Ask the Gemara, let him just go around the other leg through the bottom of it. Why does he have to have this additional entrance by the top of the kuf? Why can't we just close the kuf? So mesele le reish lakish, damar reish lakish, my diksev im laleitim hu yalitz v'la'ava navim yitin chayin. So Rish Lakish says, what's that which the Pasuk says that if to cynics he's going to act cynically, but to the humble he will grant favor. So what's this talking about? Bali Tame Poslinlo Balitahar Misaino. So that if it teaches us that if someone wants to make themselves Tame, so Hashem's going to give them the opportunity. If that's what they really want, Hashem's not going to get in the way, not going to stop them. If they go and associate with all the Leitim, with all the cynical people, Hashem's going to let them. And if you go to become Tahor, to purify yourself, then Hashem is also going to help you and open up the door for you in that way. Now the Gemara goes on with more of these letters. Shin Sheker. Shin stands for falsehood. Tav Emes. And Tav is for Emet, because the last letter of Emes is a Tav. My time is Sheker. Mekarvan Mile. Now that's the Gemara, a very interesting point. Why are the letters of Sheker all next to each other? Shin, Kaf, Resh are all right next to each other. Emes, Mirachaka, Mile. But when you talk about Emes, they're all spread out throughout the entire alphabet. Emes is the first, the middle, and the end. So the answer is the Gemara, Shikra, Shliach, because lying and falsehood, that is common. Kushta, Lo, Shliach, but truth is not necessarily so common. My time, a Shikra, Achad, Akare, Kayin. What's the reason why Sheker, all of those letters stand on one leg? If you look at Shin, Kuf, and Resh, they all stand on one leg. The Emes Malabi Libune, while the letters of truth, Emes, have a stable back, have a stable grounding. So the answer is because Kushtakai Shikralokai, because truth always stands and falsehood does not stand. Fascinating lessons from the Aleph Beis. Now the Gemara goes on to expound from the Atbash system, which is where you take the first letter and the last letter and put together those two. So Atbash, so you have the Aleph and the Tuf and the Beis and the Shin. So this is referring to certain statements that Hashem makes about Rishayim. OCTA Vasavelo. So that the Atbash is for me, he abominated me, and now I should desire him. Bash Beis Shin is Bigo Chashak Shmi Yachul Alav, meaning he didn't covet me, he didn't want to be anything with me, now my Shechina should rest on him. Gimel Reish is Gufo Time Arachim Alav, he defiled his body, now I should have mercy on him. Dalad Kuf is Dal Sosai Naal Karnav Lo Agadea, so my doors he locked, and now his pride I shouldn't cut down. So on till here, these were all things about the Rishaim, but now we have other ways of viewing all these things. Ad kan midas Rishaim, aval midas tzadikim. But when we look at it from the point of view of the tzadikim, atbash, imata bosh, if you are embarrassed to sin, gar dak, then imata osa kain, gur bedok. Then if you do this, you will dwell in the heavens, meaning if you're afraid to sin and stay away from sin. Hey tzadi and vav pei, chatzitza have beincha la'af. There will be a barrier between you and anger if you, again, stay away from sin. Zayin ayin ches samoch and tes nun. Ve'in atam iznazem min ha-satan. You don't need to tremble from the satan. You don't need to worry about anything. Yam kol, yud mem chaf lamed. Amar sar shel gehenem ufnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the head of Gehenim said to Hashem, Ribono shel olam liyam kol, to all the sea, meaning all sinners, including the Jewish people, they should come to Gehenim, and I should have total control over them. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said back, Achas bata gif, using those letters of the aleph base, ani chas aleim ebnei she ba tu begif, meaning I have pity on them because they rejected and stayed away from adultery, so that's how they are going to be saved. The Chatz, the Dalid, the Kuf, and the Tzadi. Dakim heim, Kenim heim, Tzadikim heim. They are clean, they're modest, they're upright, they're upstanding, and they're Tzadikim. Hey Lamed Kuf, Ein lecha chelek bahem. You have no share in them. This is what Hashem was telling to that owner of Gehenim. Umarazan Shas, and these, the Vav, Mem, Resh, Zayin, Nun, Shin, and Taf, Amar Gehenim with fun of. Mari zuneni mizaro shel sheis. My master, feed me from the seed of sheis, meaning of all of the idolaters, whether they are Jews or non-Jews. Just feed me. I need people because I need to have people in Gehenna with me. So Hashem says back another order of the letters. Amar lo, aleph lamed beis mem gimel nun dalad samach, which means lahechan olichem legan hadas. To where am I going to lead them? Where am I going to put all the Jewish people? To gan hadas, which is gan Eden. Hey ayin vav pei. Amar Gehenna with nechadosh baruch hu ribono shel olam. I am faint because I am so hungry for victims. I gotta get something. Zayin tzadi ches kuf. Halalu zar shel Yitzchak. So Hashem said back, no, these are the children of Yitzchak. You can't have them. Tes resh yud shin chaftaf. Tar yeshli kitos shalov de kochavim. He said, wait, I have many groups of idolaters that I'm going to give to you, so don't worry about it. This was used to save us from the despairs of Gehenim. Hashem used all these letters to show that if we just stay away from certain things, that we'll stay away from sin and act in the right way, we are going to be saved from all of this. This is Daf Kuf Dalet, I'm an Aleph going through the Aleph Beis. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.